Hello, it's the 21st of March 2019, and today we have the Magician and the Four of Wands and the Queen of Cups. Domestic bliss, a spring wedding. Someone somewhere has been behind the scenes making that plan for the fourth month, April, so there's a spoiler alert for somebody out there. That said, let's see what else we can get out of this rather magical scene today. Let's start with the Queen of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, in the future position where we recently met her husband, the King of Cups, because she's so damn beautiful. She always stands out, wearing an amazing couture crown made of seashells and pearls, a large pearl dangling from her ear, and another from the gold crescent moon brooch she wears on her pale blue gown. As we saw in the King's card, the ocean is choppy behind her. There is a large white round shell floating behind her head, and she looks as if she's listening to it. This is the psychic queen, the poet, the dreamer, the empath, and telepath. This slightly off-the-wall woman, or man, always knows what you're thinking and finishes your sentences. As we know, the suit of cups addresses our emotional state. This queen is not like the other queens, although in these times she could show up as a healer or nurse, poet, musician, even a psychic medium. But she's really into being the queen to her king and her home and family more than anything else. Cups are receptive, and this card in the future position suggests operating more from the heart and listening to and trusting your instincts and inspiration. Queens are mature humans or hybrids, and like her king, this queen has a calming, reassuring presence and is just as kind and generous. This queen can also represent wherever you have water in your chart, if, for example, a rising sign or moon. This is the energy to tap into now, the gentler side. The Four of Wands is the stage set for the wedding, with the chupa, or canopy, in place, the flowers arranged in garlands tied with red ribbons on four poles forming the 1111 portal. From here to eternity is what they're saying, which is quite romantic. This is a card of celebrating with friends, family, and the people we love and who love us. The card of a happy home, and one of my favorites in the deck. Married or not, this is very much appreciating what we do have and those closest to us in our lives, human or otherwise. In the past position is the mighty magician, the mover, the shaker, the one who can make it so. The word manifesting would be used to describe this magician at his table of elements, his wand raised ready to perform his next amazing, seemingly supernatural feat, but that word makes me feel like sprouting a wart on my nose and cooking a frog. I call him the one who brings things into being. The magician, ruled by the quicksilver planet Mercury, is fast. He even talks fast. What others have to struggle with, the magician can bring into being, or so it may seem to us, with a simple wave of his wand. He or she is a very busy magician. And in the past position, this could have been you, and you yourself brought quite a few things into being. That is, you made your dream your reality, whatever it is or was, which is nothing short of amazing. I doubt the queen would cry in public being queen, but privately I think there have been a few tears of joy and gratitude. In any case, home is definitely where the heart is and will always be. How nice. For whatever day it is, Thursday. Bye.